Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Okay. We already learned about the Shiva Saminim, right? Remember what they are? Chita, Saira, Gefen, Teina, Rimein, Zayas. And although the Torah concludes with Dvash, Bachazal tell us it means Dvash Tamarim, date honey, so it's dates. So it's wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Next, there's benching. And then we have what's called Me'en Shalosh. Benching has three brachas. Really? My benching has four brachas. Well, there are three that are min ha-toira. The first bracha, Vazanas HaKoyel. Who made that bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's about the man. The man came down in the Schus of Moshe. There's the bracha of Noida Lecha. That's about Eretz Yisrael. That was made by Yeshua. And then there's the bracha of Rachem and Bnei Yerushalayim about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and that was made by David and Shlaima. These three brachas, even though we just said that the nusach of the bracha was made by Moshe and Yeshua and David, but that we have to thank Hashem for these three things, Mezainos, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, that's min ha-Torah. That's learned from the pasuk, v'yachalta, you will eat, v'savata, you'll be full, v'yirachtos Hashem alekecha, al-aretz ha-toiva, asher nosan lach. So v'yachalta, v'savata, v'yirachtos Hashem alekecha, that teaches us you have to thank Hashem for the food. You know, we take food for granted. But those yidden that went through the war, they know what it means to be hungry. They didn't take food for granted. The Torah says, al-aretz, that teaches us you have to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And HaToiva, that's a remnant to Yerushalayim, like the Pasuk says, Hahara Toiv, that's Yerushalayim. That's the bracha of Rachim that ends Baini Barachimav, Yerushalayim, Amen. The fourth bracha, which is HaToiva HaMeitiv, that Chazal were later Mesakein, when the Haruge Beitar, those that were killed in Beitar, were allowed to be buried. For many years, the Romans did not allow for them to be buried. But the Tana refers to benching. We're going to see in our Mishnah as Shalosh brachas, because min ha-Torah you have the three brachas. We also have something called Me'en Shalosh, and that's an abridged version of benching, and that's basically our Al HaMichya, or Al HaEitz, or Al HaGefen. Sometimes, instead of benching, we say one bracha that includes these three things, actually all four. Food, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and HaToyva HaMeitiv. This is called the bracha of Me'en Shalosh. And we know that if you eat one of the Shivas Haminim, you don't just make a Bar Nefashos, you make a bracha Me'en Shalosh, depending on what you eat. See, if you're going to eat food like a cookie, you're going to say Ala Michiv Ala Kol Kala. You're going to drink wine, Ala Gefen Ala Priya Gefen. Pay rice from the Shivas Haminim, Ala Eitz Ala Priya Eitz. So let's just run through the nusach of the bracha. And you'll see that you have all of the three brachas, actually four brachas of Birchas Hamazon, even that type of meter that was added earlier. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So either we're going to say Ala Michya Ba'al Kokala, or we're going to say after wine Ala Gefen L'Pri HaGefen, or after fruits of the Shivas Haminim Ala Eitz L'Pri Eitz. Then we're going to continue. Val Tenuvas Hasadeh, that's food. We're thanking Hashem for food. Val Eretz Chemda Toiva Irchava, we thank Hashem with a land that's good, desirable, spacious. Sheretzisa v'inchalta l'aviseinu lechol mipirya u'lizbayim mituva. That's for the second bracha of Noida Lecha. That's the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. Then we say, continuing in the nusach of the bracha Me'en Shalosh, Rachim no Hashem l'keinu al Yisrael l'mecha v'al Yishlayim b'recha v'al tzi mishkan k'vedecha v'al mizbechecha v'al hechalecha. So here, obviously, we're talking about Yerushalayim. And we actually finish Kiyato Hashem Toiv Umeitiv Lakoil. So that corresponds to the fourth bracha of a Toiv HaMeitiv that we say after Bnei Yerushalayim in benching. How do we finish the bracha? Depends what you ate. We finish off a Noida Lecha Ala Aretz. After grain products, we'll say Ala Michya Val Kokala. After wine, we'll say Val Priya Gafen. After fruits, again, fruits of the Shiva Semin of Ala Peiros. Then we say Baruch Ata Hashem Ala Aretz. And again, depending what you ate. If you had a cookie, Ala Michya Ba'al Kokala. If you drank wine, Ba'al Priya Gafen. If you had grapes, figs, or pomegranates, Ala Peiros. Baruch Ata Hashem, Ala Oretz, Ala Peiros. But when exactly we bench the full benching, and when we say alamichya, that's a machlaikis we're going to learn about here in our Mishnah, Masechtes Brachis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches, Zakt the Mishnah. Achal te'enim, anavim v'ramayim. A person ate, literally figs, grapes, and pomegranates, but basically you ate any peri that is from the Shivas Haminim. According to this Tana, Mevarach Achrein Shalash Brachis. You bench, the regular benching. Divi Rebbe Gamliel is a held Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel holds, you eat a cookie, bench. You ate grapes, bench. When the Torah says you have to bench as Rebbe Gamliel, that's not just for a suda that begins with bread. It's even for eating figs, grapes, or pomegranates. Whereas the Chachamim say you ate figs, grapes, or pomegranates, no. Bracha achas mi en shalash. You make the one bracha which has in it all the inyanim of benching. Mi en shalash means it's abridged of the three brachas. Rabbi Akiva says, afilo achal shalek. Even if he ate cooked vegetables, but v'hu mezayne, that's his main meal, mevarech achrav shalash brachas. And you make Birchas Hamazon, the full three brachas. According to Rebbe Akiva, a person is going to sit down to some cooked vegetables. This is his supper, or this is his lunch. He benches. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, Hashoy semayim litzimoy. If someone drinks water because he's thirsty, not just to help him swallow something or something like that. He's mamish thirsty. So he says before, Shahakol niya bedvarai, which is the brach we make on anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Rabbi Tarfon says, what's the bracha that you say before a cup of water when you're thirsty? Bari nefashes rabbis. So this bracha of bari nefashes that we make after most things that we eat afterwards, besides the Shiva Saminim, says Rabbi Tarfon, you make a bari nefashes. Imagine someone picks up a cup of water and he starts off with a bari nefashes. You're going to look at him like, what? He passes like Rabbi Tarfon. Now, we don't pass him like Rabbi Tarfon. But in Reb Tarfon's town, where they pass on the Reb Tarfon, that's what they did. So again, according to Reb Tarfon, I start out with a Bari Nefashos. And afterwards, I repeat the Bari Nefashos. What do I say afterwards? Some say you don't make any bracha afterwards. On water, you just make the Bari Nefashos beforehand, according to Reb Tarfon. And other opinions hold, the Rajba holds this way, that according to Reb Tarfon, interestingly enough, you make the Bari Nefashos both before and after you drink water. So, al pi halacha. The halach is like the chacham. If you eat from the Shiva Saminim, you're going to make a bracha me'en shalash. And again, that means on grain products, anything besides for bread, you're going to say alamichi v'ala kokala, then the middle bracha, which includes all the inyanim of Birchas Hamazon. On grape wine or grape juice, you're going to say ala gefen v'priya gefen. As far as the rest of the fruits of the Shiva Saminim are concerned, that would be grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, or dates. Then you're going to say al aretz al peiros. And by the way, if let's say you drank wine and ate cake, you're going to say both. You're going to say al amichya val kakalav al agafim al priyagafim. You're going to finish off saying both as well. One more thing, which may be interesting. On fruits of Eretz Yisrael, instead of al aretz al peiros, we would say al aretz u peiros seha, and it's Paris.